You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Small businesses in Europe that sell their products online are much more successful than similar offline businesses. Various big-name companies have called for more creative and dynamic ads to be used in programmatic advertising, and e-commerce is growing in popularity in Mexico. Small businesses in Europe that engage in e-commerce are much more successful than similar businesses that don't sell online, according to research by eBay. Around 130,000 small European businesses have joined eBay in the last 4 years and together have sold almost 20 billion euros worth of goods. Just a quarter of offline small businesses sell their products internationally, but this rises to an astonishing 93% when looking at small businesses that sell their products on eBay. Over three quarters sell to at least 5 countries, with 39% selling to at least 4 continents. The average number of countries that small European businesses export to on eBay is 18. Small businesses from the countries hardest hit by the economic crisis are doing especially well online. Small businesses from Greece, Spain, Portugal, and Italy typically saw levels of growth 20% higher than their country's GDP. Various big name companies, including Nestle, Unilever, and GlaxoSmithKline, have called for more creative and dynamic ads to be used in programmatic advertising. Programmatic ads are those that are automatically bought and placed by software rather than by humans. The companies believe that uncreative, untargeted, and unoptimized ads are letting down the otherwise promising method. Demonstrating the kind of creativity it thinks the industry should be aiming for, Unilever recently launched a programmatic advertising campaign in Brazil which used 100,000 different variations of an advert so that users are targeted with the most appropriate and personalized ad possible. A spokesperson from GlaxoSmithKline also commented on the issue, saying, "Programmatic is about dynamic content and delivery of that dynamic content based upon data signals that are coming from your data management platform." E-commerce is growing in popularity in Mexico. Research by eMarketer predicts that online sales in Mexico will rise to $5.7 billion this year, up 30% on last year. There are around 140 e-commerce companies in Mexico, with Amazon having launched in the country earlier this year in July. An Amazon spokesperson commented on the e-commerce market in the country, saying, "I've never seen so much interest as now, not just from Amazon and consumers, but from other traditional retailers as well, to invest and come up with online offers." The convenience of online shopping is being touted as the main reason for its increasing popularity in the country, with lack of trust in online payment options being the main reason holding some people back. With smartphone penetration increasing at a rapid pace, now accounting for 60% of all mobiles in the country, the popularity of e-commerce seems set to continue on its upward trajectory. Video advertising is booming in Indonesia, according to research by TubeMogul. The research revealed that 90 million pre-roll video ads were played on desktops every day in the second quarter of this year, up a staggering 1,600% on the same period last year. Video advertising also increased on mobiles, up 21% on the last quarter. Indonesia is one of the rising stars in the Asian online economy. Earlier this year, the Chinese search giant Baidu announced it intended to break into the lucrative market. With internet penetration at around just 20% in the country, Indonesia has huge potential for future growth. And finally, Japan and Turkey have said they will work together to help develop 5G technology. 5G telecom systems will be much faster than today's 4G mobile networks, with the two countries saying they will work together to develop 5G technology and standardize 5G infrastructure around the world. The need for 5G mobile internet is becoming ever more urgent, with 30 times more mobile internet traffic expected in 2020 compared to 2010. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.